This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. Today we'll be led in prayer by Reverend Greg Kroger of the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And Maddie Brink from Brookings is the page of the day to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, as this legislative body begins this day's session, may your presence and your guiding wisdom be with all gathered here. In the many issues before our state's leaders, may there be calm, clarity, and effective communication with one another to focus on those items of greatest importance for today's work. And with each successive day, likewise, may you provide illumination and direction such that all things necessary in your sight will be accomplished. With trust in you and in our established covenants and principles that bind us together as South Dakotans, may these who serve our state and all our inhabitants be equipped in every way to fulfill the responsibilities entrusted to them, that under God and through their representative efforts, the people may rule. Amen.
Please be seated. Chief Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representatives Anderson, Bartels, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Dennert, Deutsch, Dietrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Freimuller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Johnson, Chris, Johnson, David, Carr, Koth, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miss Kimmons, Mullally, Olson, Houghton, Herman, Overwig, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Puryear, Quam, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Wangsness, Weiss, Weesey, Willitson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. Next order of business, approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report respectfully submitted. Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
Motion having been made and seconded, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1005 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Kevin D. Jensen, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bills 1049 and 1052 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bills do pass and, having been certified as uncontested, be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on House Local Government respectfully reports that is had under consideration House Bill 1055 and returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended as follows. The amendment number is 1055A. On page 1, line 22 of the introduced bill, delete. A committee does not submit the delinquent report or pay the penalty, and insert, the Secretary of State does not receive the payment of the penalty and the delinquent report after if, and that as so amended, said bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Herman Otten, Chair.
Reports of Joint Select Committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Joint Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the following additions to the joint rules and returns the same with the recommendation that said rules be adopted. Copies of the joint rules changes have been placed and distributed to the desks of the members, and the reports will be found in today's journal.
Moving on to consideration reports of select committees.
Okay. Representative Quall moved that the report on the Standing Committee on House Legislative Procedure, as shown on page 24 of the House Journal, be adopted, and that the temporary House rules adopted by the 95th legislative session be adopted as the permanent House rules of the 95th legislative session, with the changes adopted in the House Legislative Procedure Committee report.
That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion of that motion? And it's probably appropriate to have that discussion. I think in our caucus we didn't have a full discussion of that. So any comments? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And if I understand right, we're just inserting who shall be members of the body, and if I'm not mistaken, these rules have stood the test of time without this language. So I would like to ask why we're putting this language into the rules, if somebody could answer that.
If you're talking about just the House 1 or H1-1,
yes, I am talking H1-1, elective offices and employees.
Right. The point of that is at the federal level, there is not that requirement. Actually, at the federal level, they can have anybody become the Speaker of the House. And so this is just a clarification that that's not the way things work here within this body. I understand how it typically has been, but that's essentially the reasoning, that it wants to be clear that the Speaker pro tem would be from members of the House body. Any additional questions? Any other questions or comments? Representative Fink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a comment. I would support this rule change. There's been a lot of questions about whether we really need this put into our language, into our rules. I think it makes good common sense. This is something that we practice. We wouldn't elect anyone else to be Speaker other than a member of the body. That is how we've done it in South Dakota forever. And so let's put it in the rules and just make sure that it stays that way for now and evermore. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Amen. Any other comments, questions? Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote. couple of people need to vote yet.
Representative Puoyer. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 64 yeas, 2 nays, and 4 excused.
That motion, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby adopted. I'd encourage the members of the House to carefully go through the joint rules that were passed out earlier today. I think in both caucuses there was an opportunity to see those and have a more complete discussion of those. There's quite a few modifications, maybe not too much substance as far as the actual changes, but clarification of some of the rules. So please read through those and be ready for a vote tomorrow. We'll move on to first reading of House bills and committee assignments. For those in the gallery, the reading of the first reading that's going on right now is a constitutional obligation. And so we go through this process, even though it's not real clear what you're hearing, but they're technically complying with the Constitution. We'll have a second reading of those when they come to the House floor. So if they come to the House floor. The Speaker assigns to the Ag and Natural Resources Committee House Bills 1026 and 1059. To Commerce and Energy, House Bills 1021, 1040, 1041, 1048, and 1070. To Education, House Bill 1062. To Judiciary, House Bill 1065, 1067, 1068. To Local Government, House Bill 1050, 1053, 1054. To Taxation, House Bill 1060. To Transportation, House Bill 1023, 1061, and 1066. To Military and Veterans Affairs, House Bill 1069. And are there any announcements? Representative Carr.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I got an announcement and, well, more of a comment, maybe. There's a...
I'll be ready with the speaker button.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I want to just recognize and wish a happy birthday to my lady, Erica. I know that was... really a terrible pause in front of that. And this is the first time that her and I have not been together on her birthday. She does listen every day to our joint approach. She listens every day to our floor session. So I'm thinking she's maybe listening now, even though it's her birthday. I hope she's doing something more enjoyable. But hopefully she knows. That I'm wishing her happy birthday. So, first time we've been together that we're not together. We're not going to see each other on her birthday. So I sent all the roses and balloons and everything I could think of. I know it doesn't make up for my presence. Right? Maybe? Hopefully she would trade all those things in for the ability to see me later. Happy birthday, Erica. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Erica. Representative Willitson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, we have a former speaker in our midst and a good friend of mine. Please welcome to the floor once again, Representative Val Rausch.
Welcome, Speaker Rausch, and thank you very much again for the use of your desktop. He left it behind when he left his position. It's some of that beautiful granite that comes from the northeast part of the state, just some of the most beautiful stuff in the world, and it makes for a great desktop, and it's always nice to see your name each morning as I sit down.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative St. John.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I would like to welcome everybody here that is wearing red like myself and have the stickers for tourism equals dollars in South Dakota. Today is South Dakota Tourism Day at the Capitol, and join me in welcoming those that work with our tourism industry and are a part of the huge economic engine for the state of South Dakota.
Welcome.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
I'd also like to acknowledge Secretary Hagan, who's from my hometown of Sisseton.
Great. Welcome, Secretary Hagan. Please stand up. And I'll just point out some of the details, too, that, you know, we're kind of in the spotlight for successful tourism in large measure because of Mr. Hagan. So we appreciate that very much. And there is the Governor's Conference on Tourism begins in just a few hours. And members of the House, we want to be sure to go down for the thank you reception in honor of legislators. It will be held tonight at the Ramkota at 5 p.m. And it'd be a great opportunity to visit with folks that make things happen for tourism here in the state. And just very thankful for that. Obviously, a major impact on the entire state's economy. So thanks for all that you do. And thanks for all the citizens of the state who make this such a welcoming place to be. It's been a joy over the past summer when I've been out here on some of the off days to just walk around the Capitol and get some other work done, but to see all the folks that come through South Dakota just to visit and to even come to Pierre to visit the Capitol. And I met people from Belgium and then all across the United States this summer that were just enjoying South Dakota, and the comments we received are just fantastic. They love the people and they feel so welcome. So thanks very much for all that the Tourism Association does.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Smith.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
I'd like to invite all of you today to come to room 414 at 414. I did that on purpose to keep the numbers simple. 414 in 414 to learn, watch a movie with us called Resilience. I'm going to yield my time. I'd like Representative Duba as a classroom educator right now to tell you what you might learn.
Representative Duba.
It's been a year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Smith. And yes, I'm standing again. I want to encourage all of you to come to this film. You will learn that the classroom of today looks very different than the classroom that you remember when you were a student or maybe when you were teaching. What we're going to learn about in this film is about children who have trauma. We're going to learn about ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. We're going to learn what those are, how we develop an ACEs score, and how we as educators, counselors, administrators, and even parents look at life differently now that we understand what trauma is and how we interact with those children. The other thing that you're going to learn in this film is how we're involving the medical community in decisions as to how we can help these children. It's important that you understand that trauma is real and it takes place in every school district across this state, and that we as educators are committed to helping those children work through whatever it is that is causing that trauma. And some of these are very simple things that we teach them, and some of these issues that they have totally disrupt our classrooms. And we learn not to say, what's wrong with you, more rather than to say, what happened today and how can I help you? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Mills. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Off to my right in the gallery today, I have my lovely wife, Joy, here for the first time this session. And seated with her is our son, Jacob. And three wonderful, his wife Tara, right behind them. She's holding the newest Mills, who's about 6 weeks old. That's Maddie. And also up there are two of my grandchildren, Anna and Max. Wave at them, Anna and Max. Will you help me welcome them?
Welcome. Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I have a group of high school kids here from Newell, and we'll forgive them for going to the Senate first, but get the ugly part out of the way anyhow. But anyway, they're here from Newell, and Sabrina Harmon and Mike Phelps are also here chaperoning and being with them. So welcome, guys.
Welcome. Representative Freimuller, I think you have a little guest beside you, too.
I do, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. This young man is lost. I was wondering if we could put out something. You know, we did that at Penny's one time. It was kind of funny. This is my husband, Mike. We've been married 36 years. We have two daughters and four grandchildren. And oh, yeah, we have four. Okay. And just go with it. There's one thing that I did do wrong in our marriage, and it's in concrete. So he has proof that I have made one mistake, and I'll only admit to one more. But when you put the wrong wedding date in your storybook, Island Brick, it kind of looks...
Close enough.
Yeah, I was close. I got my grandma's birthday. But anyway... But he goes, do you want to get a new one? I said, it's the only proof you have that I've done something wrong. But anyway, we've been married 36 years. He's a mechanical engineer. He's a School of Mines graduate. We got a couple more School of Mines graduates in the family. And I'm really blessed to have him with me today. So thank you.
Welcome. Representative Glanzer. Go ahead, Representative Glanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., a longstanding tradition of this legislature is the Catacomb Caucus in the Governor's Large Conference Room. And we will meet every Wednesday at 7 a.m. for a half an hour. So you'll be able to make your committees on time. And we invite the legislators, some Capitol employees, constitutional officers, and the interns, and we have a great time of fellowship and to start the day outright.
Thank you very much. Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reminder, tonight, 6:30, American Legion, the ALEC committee or ALEC group will be there, wine and cheese. Please come on down. It's a great organization, great time. Expect to see you there. Thanks.
Representative Auden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I'm going to get out ahead of things a little bit. Last week, you had a card on your desk from Ducks Unlimited for a legislative reception. It's actually going to be held Thursday, but I'm getting out in front of things since there is going to be a lot of things on the slate for Thursday night. It is co-hosted by an awful lot of different organizations in the state, and one of them is the South Dakota Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. Myself and Senator Kamak are vice chairs for South Dakota National Assembly of Sportsmen's Caucuses, and this is part of it. Now, if you paid attention to the back of it, there's a door prize, which you need to be present to win for. It's a free raffle for a Browning 12-gauge shotgun. So, if it gives a little incentive for you to actually come by and to hang around a little bit. So, just putting that out there now, let's not forget Thursday night for Ducks Unlimited. Thank you.
Browning shotguns for everybody. Okay, I misunderstood maybe.
There is one, and it is a free raffle, so it follows all state statutes. So that's been covered.
Very good. Other announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow, your House Commerce and Energy Committee will be meeting at 10 a.m., 464. We're going to take up four bills. Second item was my vote against a rule change. Before you click this off, I see it coming. My vote against a rule change relieved the good Speaker Pro Tem. Now he doesn't have to worry about me running against him for Speaker next year, now that I'm term limited, so thank you.
All right. That was a close one. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs, tomorrow morning, 7:45.
7:45. Representative Carr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Different subject. Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. We're going to hear from the State Treasurer as well as the Department of Human Services. So I also did hear from Erica. She loved it. So,
well, that's
just
great.
Thought you might want to know that.
Yeah, I do want to know that. Thank you.
It was off
very much
to a rocky start, but
you ended well.
Yes, thank you.
That's great. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m. Thank you.
Also, there is a Bible study tonight out at Perkins. Mr. Jarvis Whiff, who's provides chaplain services here at the Capitol. He will be conducting his Bible study tonight at 8 p.m. at Perkins. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will not be House Judiciary tomorrow morning, but plan on our first meeting being this Friday. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Gosch.
There will also not be a Packers game in the Super Bowl. Just wanted to point that out.
Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Steele.
I move we adjourn. Second.
That motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay.
No.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.